The Gemara learns from a pasuk that a stolen sukkah is invalid. A person who sits in a stolen sukkah has not fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah. And Tosos is bothered. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that you can't sit in a stolen sukkah? Why should I know already that a sukkah is invalid? Because we have a principle. It says Tosos tema tepuk le mishum davar la mitzvah ba bavera. The mehai time of pasul in esrog gazal. We already know you can't fulfill the mitzvah of esrog with a stolen esrog. Why? We have a principle of a mitzvah ba bavera. You can't access something noble and holy. You can't elevate yourself through an ignoble, unholy way. So just like if you steal an esrog, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of esrog. If you steal a sukkah, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. So Tosfos wonders, why do I need a pasuk to tell me it's invalid? It should be invalid because of the general principle or rule of mitzvah haba ba'avera. And Tosfos concludes, it must be that what? Yishlomar taima mitzvah ba ba'avera lav d'oraisa el midarabanan. That rule must only be a rabbinic rule. Really, on a biblical level, you could still fulfill the mitzvah. The rule itself must only be rabbinic, and that's why I needed a pasuk to tell me, even on the biblical level, you would not fulfill the mitzvah of, you'd not fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. The Menachas Chinuch does not like that answer. The Menachas Chinuch offers a different answer. The Menachas Chinuch says, even if mitzvah baba vera is a biblical concept, even if the principle is d'oraisa, as Torah weight, you still need a pasuk by sukkah. Why do I need a pasuk sukkah? It's a stolen sukkah. It's a mitzvah baba vera. Why do I need a pasuk? The Menachas Chinuch says there are two components to sukkah. On the one hand, there's the mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. And on the other hand, there's the prohibition to eat outside of the sukkah. I might have thought, if I eat inside a stolen sukkah, true, I can't access a noble, holy achievement. True, it's not a mitzvah if it comes through the means of an avera. Maybe I haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, but maybe that shouldn't constitute the same thing as if I eat outside a sukkah. So that I'm somewhere in the power of limbo land. I haven't fulfilled the mitzvah on the one hand, it's stolen. On the other hand, how could you say that I ate outside a sukkah? There's enough walls, there's schach, it meets all the criteria. It may be stolen, but it's still a sukkah. That's what the pasuk comes to tell me is, not only have I not fulfilled the mitzvah, that I know through mitzvah baba avera, but moreover, you might as well be sitting outside under the stars, not in a sukkah at all. Because if you're sitting in a stolen sukkah, says the Menachas Chinuch, that's what the pasuk is telling me, that it's as if I've eaten outside the sukkah altogether. Rav Yosef Engel doesn't like, he disagrees with the Menachas Chinuch, and he proves from the fact that women make a bracha on sitting in the sukkah, that it's not the same as being outside the sukkah, but leaving it outside, time does not allow us to explain fully. I want to offer my own suggestion, Alpi Drush, it's homiletical. I know it's not the pshat in answering Tosfos' question. But why would the Torah provide a specific pasuk to tell me that I can't sit in a stolen sukkah? Why can't I simply rely on the rule, the principle, mitzvah baba avera? You can't fulfill any mitzvah through the means of an avera. Why might it be necessary specifically when it comes to the sukkah and the theme, the energy, the essence of the holiday of sukkahs, to reiterate or to express it more explicitly in this context? We know the Torah tells us of our obligation to sit in the sukkah, and we know the famous machlokas, what sukkah commemorates. The tour gives the reason for the mitzvah. The Bach says it's an unusual departure for the tour. It must be that knowing why we're in the sukkah, unlike other mitzvos, where even if we're not mindful in the moment we're fulfilling the mitzvah, technically we can fulfill the mitzvah, because it says l'man yedu, because we need to know why we're there. Person, at some point, to fulfill the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, you have to look up the schach. You have to look at the dimensions of the sukkah. You have to realize that you're sitting outside, and you have to pause and be mindful and recognize for a moment, why am I here? And that's why the two reasons are suggested. Svasemes, we mentioned on Shabbos, that Rosh HaVeruba B'sukkah means you got to get your head in the sukkah. You can't just physically be there. Person has to mentally be present as well. So why are we present? What is it we're supposed to attract? What is the lesson that we're supposed to take from the experience of sitting in the sukkah? So the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Yud Beis tells us that tzchach has to be gedulei karka. The tzchach has to come from something that grows from the ground. It can't be artificial, it can't be manufactured. Tzchach has to be something that grows from the ground. And why is that? Because we're taking from the lowliest place, the most physical, the most mundane, the most profane, and by elevating it to the top of our sukkah, literally and figuratively, we are transforming it. Sukkahs is an exercise, the experience of taking the physical and transforming it into spiritual. We elevate it. And the notion of the flimsiness of the tzchach, the temporary nature of the schach. If the schach is too permanent, if you pack in too much schach, there's such a thing as too much schach. If it looks like a roof, if it's as solid as a roof, you might be proud. I got the best sukkah in town. It can withstand anything, but don't be too proud. That's a pasul sukkah. If it looks too much like a roof, you've got a problem. Because our mentality, where it first describes, the Haftorah we'll read on Shabbos, the Mechemes Gog Magog, the war, the battle between a roof, a gag, and a sukkah. The permanence of the roof smacks of arrogance, hubris, independence. I can protect myself. Even a Category 5, I've got hurricane-proof windows, and the building is built to code, and I'm good to go. We go outside the sukkah dafka, not to sit under the gag, but under the sukkah, under the schach. That is the battle of Nechemes Gog Magog. Do we have the arrogance to feel that we're independent, self-sufficient, we can protect ourselves? Or do we realize that we're fragile, that we're vulnerable, that life like schach is flimsy? The whole notion is the exercise in humility, in reliance, and dependence, on a sense of feeling it's all from Hashem. And that's what Rav Hirsch, the Rashba, mentioned. It was mentioned on Shabbos. It's dafka during harvest time. When a person harvests, you bring in your income, and you count how much money you made, and you realize how well you're doing, you might feel very arrogant. You might swell with a sense of pride. That's dafka. We sit under that tzchach. We sit under the vulnerability and the flimsiness of a sukkah, and we remember. The Aruch Liner writes that the shade of the sukkah halachically has to come dafka from the schach. It can't come from the walls. If a sukkah is too tall, so that the shade is being provided by the walls, not the schach, it's pasul. Why does the shade have to come from the schach? So Aruch Liner says, because the walls are man-made. The schach is God-made. If the shade, if your protection is coming from something you made, that's only going to promote and advance your sense of arrogance, your sense of independence. The tzel, the shade, has to come from the schach dafka. It's a reminder, the conscientiousness that we have to have, that we're sitting under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine protection. That is the essence of why we're there. I mentioned there's a beautiful piece in Rav Moshe Wolfson. I just saw that Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg shared it, who says, why is it sukkah, the mitzvah, Chazal described the mitzvah as being couched as sleeping? We dafka don't even make a bracha just from sleeping. We do on eating and drinking and other activity. Teshu ke'ein taduru. But if you look at Chazal, the Mishnayos, the Halacha, it talks all the time about sleeping in a sukkah. And think for a moment of the contrast of Rosh Hashanah to Sukkot. The Rambam says, why did we blow the shofar? What was the purpose of the shofar? It was an alarm. Uru, uru, to wake up. And who is supposed to wake up? Those who are sleeping. The Rambam quotes the Minhag, we don't sleep on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the essence is to not sleep. To wake up. The alarm arouses, awakens us. Sukkot, the mitzvah, is described as sleep. Why? So perhaps Rosh Hashanah is all about our initiative, it's our effort, it's our transforming ourselves, it's our personal growth in tshuva. Whereas Sukkot is all about being mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a state of being unconscious, the Gemara says that when you sleep, it's a 60th of death. We literally hand our neshama over to Hashem, so much so that in the morning, we express gratitude when He gives it back. It's a taste of death. It's the ultimate of submission. It's the ultimate of concession. We submit to Hashem when we go to sleep and trust that He'll wake us up again. So the idea of in the sukkah, under the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we go to sleep to mematl ourselves to Him. So perhaps, al pidrash, perhaps, you could suggest that the Torah has a specific pasuk to tell us that a stolen sukkah is invalid, is pasul, because the whole essence of the yontif, the whole essence of the holiday, the whole reason we're in the sukkah is to realize that we transcend the physical, is to realize, stop thinking it all depends on you. Realize whatever you have, it's by design and it's from Hashem. We have what we need. When a person steals, it's not just they violated Ben Adam L'Chavero, we haven't just violated the trust of a fellow person. But when a person steals, we violate the trust of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we make the statement, I don't believe you give me what I need, I have to steal in order to have what I need. I don't trust that you're providing what I need, I have to cut corners, I have to steal to take extra for myself. It's a pagam, we are violating the trust of the Ribono Shel Olam himself. The sukkah is immersing ourselves in trust of Hashem. To sit in a stolen sukkah is the antithesis of the whole essence of what the yontif is all about. And therefore, in addition to it being a classic mitzvah abba ba'avera, maybe the Torah gives a specific pasuk to tell us that you can't sit in a stolen sukkah also, because with sukkah's dafka, it's a violation of the essence of the holiday to sit under the shade of the schach, not the walls, to immerse ourselves, to be mevatel, even to be willing to go to sleep under the elements and trust that Hashem gives us everything that